Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie, and today we're previewing the upcoming Jazzport Townsend, which takes place next weekend, and we'll be featuring some of the artists like the Clayton Brothers, who are heard here with Wycliffe Gordon on trombone in a piece called Blues Gathering.
Yeah.
Opening up our Jazz Northwest today, that's the Clayton Brothers from one of their recent recordings, this one called The Gathering, and it came out a couple of years ago. The tune that we heard from this one, Blues Gathering, and it featured the Clayton Brothers, Jeff on alto sax and John on bass, along with Terrell Stafford on trumpet, Gerald Clayton, John's son, on piano, and Obed Calvert on drums. They were joined by guest Wycliffe Gordon on trombone on that piece. And the Clayton Brothers will be featured at Jazzport Townsend again this year. This will be the 42nd year of Centrum's Jazzport Townsend. It's preceded by a week-long jazz workshop, and the faculty of that workshop makes up the main stage performers at the festival itself, which takes place always on the last weekend of July. It begins on Thursday night with jazz in the clubs, continues Friday and Saturday night in the clubs. There are concerts on Friday and Saturday at the 1,200-seat McCurdy Pavilion at Fort Worden. Beautiful facility and a great place to listen to music in the summer. The concert will begin on Friday night with J.D. Allen and Sean Jones leading a quintet. The tenor saxophonist and trumpet player joined by George Colligan on piano, Harish Raghavan on bass, and Matt Wilson on drums. And then an organ trio, an organist who has appeared before with Jeff Hamilton, who will be leading this group, Jeff Hamilton on drums and Graham Dechter on guitar. And the organist is Japanese-born Akiko Tsuruga, who's been a New York resident for quite a few years by now. She has certainly integrated herself into the New York jazz scene. This comes from her album Sweet and Funky. Akiko Tsuruga on organ is heard here with Eric Johnson on guitar and Vince Ector on drums in an original titled DLG, which she dedicates to the organist Dr. Lonnie Smith and his student Lonnie Gasparini. This is Akiko Tsuruga on organ. Thank you. One of those tunes when you just gotta wait for it. Thank you. That's Sean Jones. Sean Jones on trumpet with a quartet which included Orrin Evans on piano, Luke Curtis bass, and Obed Calvert on drums. That was titled I Don't Give a Damn Blues. Dedicated to Rhett Butler, I guess. Sean Jones is one of the artists who's going to be appearing at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend, which takes place next weekend. And that's from his Mac Avenue album called Improvise. Before that, organist Akiko Tsuruga on the Hammond B3 organ, who was heard with Eric Johnson on guitar and Vince Ector on drums. And that was a tune called DLG, written by Akiko Tsuruga, who is also going to be featured at Centrum's Jazz Port Townsend next weekend. She's playing with a trio with Graham Dechter on guitar and Jeff Hamilton on drums, leading the group Friday night at McCurdy Pavilion. Sean Jones is playing in a quintet with J.D. Allen on tenor and George Colligan, Harish Raghavan, and Matt Wilson, piano, bass, and drums, respectively, also on that Friday evening concert. There's jazz in the clubs each night as well, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after the concerts. We'll have some more music from next weekend's event in just a moment. I want to tell you about some other things going on around the Seattle area this afternoon and this evening, and looking into next week. There's an open jazz jam with Kenny Mandel at the Cuth Buzzard Books on Greenwood this afternoon. It's in progress right now. The Rippingtons, featuring Russ Freeman, have been playing at Dimitrios Jazz Alley the latter part of this week, and they're finishing up their stint tonight. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is going to be at Tula's as usual. The Trio Subtonic plays a late-night set at Sea Monster Lounge starting at 10 o'clock. That's in the Wallingford area on 45th. And there are jams at Cafe Racer, Daryl's Tavern, and elsewhere. Monday night, Scott Lindemann Group will be playing at the Interbay Golf Center at 5 o'clock for the Jazz and Barbecue event there. CD release at the Royal Room for Tony Foster's new album. He's playing music of Ennio Morricone and Henry Mancini at the Royal Room and celebrating his new release. Brian Nova leads a jam at the Muse Aquarium. There's Mo Jam Monday at the Nectar Lounge and the Entre Mundus jam at Capital Cider, all on Monday nights as well. Albert Lee will be playing at Jazz Alley Tuesday and Wednesday, and there's the Owl Jam with Eric Verlinde at the Owl and Thistle on Tuesday night. Thursday night, Manhattan Transfer opens a run at Jazz Alley Thursday through Sunday. Dan Kramlich Trio plays at Tula's on Thursday, and Jazz Port Townsend begins and runs through Saturday night. Stephanie Porter will be at Tula's on Friday night. The Mood Swings at the Alki Beach Clubhouse at 6 p.m. on Friday night. That's an all-female big band. And Nearly Dan will play at Bake's Place on Saturday night in Bellevue. For more info about other good places to go for live jazz, check the KPLU calendar as well as the very complete calendar at earshot.org. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. I'm Jim Wilkie, here with music on Sunday afternoons at this time. Back to some of the artists who are appearing at next weekend's Jazzport Townsend. Here is Dina DeRose at the piano, and she's taking part in a Vocal Masters performance on Saturday afternoon. Following the Clayton Brothers Quintet, Dee Daniels and Renee Marie will be joining Dina DeRose, who plays piano for them as well as accompanying herself, with Chuck Durdorf and the great Joe LaBarbera on drums in this concert. Here's one of my very favorite songs by Dina DeRose. She wrote the music for this and the lyrics by Meredith D'Ambrosio. Dina DeRose is at the piano and doing the vocal here with Matt Wilson on drums and Martin Wind on bass in The Glow of the Moon.
It's midnight, standing in the glow of the moon. I fear this lovely springtime will be vanishing too soon, just like the moon. Dare I imagine gazing at the bright starry sky and sadly wondering why no one has come around. No kissing to be found, and not a chance for loving, not a single glance, a touch, no whispered words of love. Here all alone, still there's no one to call my own. One day, someone may be waiting for me to come and stay. Could be next May, but now it is after midnight. chance for loving. Not a single glance, a touch, no whispered words of love. Here all alone, still there's no one to call my own. One day someone may be waiting for me to come and stay. Could be next May.
The fuzz for my pillow. Tell me a joke, talk to me nice. You gotta wine me and dine me. Don't try to fool me, bejewel me. Either amuse me or lose me. I'm getting hungry. Entertain me, champagne me, show me you love me, honey kid glove me. Best way to cheer me is cashmere me. I'm getting hungry. Thank you.
hop when I holler, skip when I snap, when I say do it, damn it, jump to it. Send out for scotch, baby, call me a cab, pick me a rose, make my tea from the petals. Just hang around, pick up the tab. Don't you manhandle me, dinner and candle me. Don't overpower me, candy and flower me. Never outthink me, just make me. Pull a bear, rug me, but please don't bug me. New Thunderbird me, I know you heard me. I'm getting hungry. Peel me, peel me,
Renny Marie doing the vocal on that Dave Frischberg song, Peel Me a Grape, and that comes from Renny Marie's I Want to Be Evil album. Before that was Dina DeRose at the piano and doing the vocal on that beautiful song called In the Glow of the Moon. Dina DeRose music, lyrics by Meredith D'Ambrosio, with Martin Wind on bass and Matt Wilson on drums. And Dina DeRose and Renny Marie and Dee Daniels will be teaming up on a Saturday afternoon concert at Jazzport Townsend, the Saturday matinee, joined by Chuck Dierdorf on bass and Joe LaBarbera on drums as part of the Saturday matinee concert, which opens with the Clayton Brothers Quintet. We'll conclude with a faculty all-star big band tribute to Woody Herman, led by Jeff Hamilton and Joe LaBarbera, both of whom had some experience playing in the Woody Herman band. That'll be a very interesting program. And incidentally, on Friday afternoon, there's the Friday Jazz Workshop Blowout. And this is free and open to the public. And it gives you a sample of what's been going on all week at the workshop, which precedes the festival. One of the things in the afternoon deals with the big band of Woody Herman. And I've been invited to lead a discussion with some people who have some direct experience playing with Woody Herman, and also with Count Basie. An inside look at two of the great bands of the big band era. And a panel of experts with real-life experience playing in these bands. John Clayton, Jeff Hamilton, Joe LaBarbera, Bill Ramsey, Gary Smullyan, and that'll be at the Wheeler Theater at 1:15 on Friday afternoon. So if you're up there in time for that, be sure to look in on us, because I think it's going to be a very lively discussion. I'm looking forward to it. Woody Herman's band has always been one of my very favorite bands from that era. I had the privilege and pleasure of hearing them in person on a number of times, along with Basie and Ellington and others. But Woody's band was always had such great spirit, and it was a band that was made up of youngsters for the most part. Woody always had, for the most part, a pretty young band, and a lot of the music and arrangements came right out of that band and written by the musicians in the band. Here's a sample of the great sound of Woody Herman. This comes from a 40th anniversary Carnegie Hall concert celebrating Woody's 40 years leading a big band, and it's one of the most famous pieces out of the band's book, Jimmy Giuffre's composition, Four Brothers. What sets this performance apart is the collection of four tenor saxophonists who are heard in this performance. They are Jimmy Giuffre, the composer, Stan Getz, Al Cohn, and Zoot Sims. One could hardly ask for a greater collection of tenor saxophonists than in this version of Four Brothers at Carnegie Hall.
We got some more brothers here. Here's a man that wrote it, Jimmy Giuffre. Here's Al Cohn, I know him anywhere. Zoot Sims, my man.
Woody Herman and the Thundering Herd. That was recorded live at Basin Street West in L.A. in 1963, and a tune called Apple Honey, which was written by Woody Herman. That is a tune, I swear, every time they played it faster than the last time they played it. Eventually, the title was changed to Wild Apple Honey. This version from 1963 at Basin Street West featured Sal Nistico on tenor saxophone, and the drummer kicking things along there was Jake Hanna. And before that, we were listening to music from the 40th anniversary concert, the Carnegie Hall concert of Woody Herman and the band. That was in 1976, and all-star version of Four Brothers with some of the great tenor players who'd been in Woody's band come back with him for this special Carnegie Hall concert celebrating his 40th anniversary. Jimmy Giuffre, who wrote the tune Four Brothers, as well as Zoot Sims, Al Cohn, and Stan Getz, all featured on tenor saxophone solos with Woody Herman and the Thundering Herd. A celebration of Woody Herman at Jazzport Townsend Festival next weekend on Saturday afternoon will feature a couple of guys who played in Woody Herman's band, including drummers Joe LaBarbera and Jeff Hamilton. And it should be a pretty exciting affair, I think, because it's an all-star band and some great arrangements. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 FM, Jazz, Blues, and NPR News. We'll conclude this preview of next weekend's Jazzport Townsend with an artist who I don't believe has performed there before. Her name is Grace Kelly, alto saxophonist who's come under the tutelage at different times of people like Lee Konitz and Phil Woods. Grace Kelly is heard here with her own group recorded at Scholars in Boston. Jason Palmer on trumpet, Zach Brown bass, Pete McCann on guitar, Mark Walker on drums, and the tune by Jerome Kern, The Way You Look Tonight.
Thank you, Tom.
Grace Kelly on alto saxophone, fronting her group at Scholars in Boston, playing The Way You Look Tonight. She was joined by Jason Palmer on trumpet, Zach Brown on bass, Pete McCann guitar, and Mark Walker on drums. Grace Kelly is one of the participants at Jazzport Townsend this year. She's going to be playing in the Saturday night concert with an all-star group including Terrell Stafford, Sean Jones, Wycliffe Gordon, Taylor Eichstead, John Clayton, and Matt Wilson, preceded by three piano trios featuring pianists Gerald Clayton, George Colligan, and Taylor Eichstead. Hope you've enjoyed this preview of some of the music that's going to be played this next weekend at Centrum's Jazzport Townsend at Fort Worden and in downtown clubs in Port Townsend. And for more information on the festival, see centrum.org/jazz. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. You're listening to KPLU 88.5 Tacoma, Seattle, KPLI 90.1 Olympia, KVIX 89.3 Port Angeles, Victoria, KPLK 88.9 Cedro Woolley, and streaming all jazz worldwide at jazz24.org. Jazz